Pennsylvanians have been ordered to isolate at home, and some people are dealing with the stress and boredom with a stiff drink. Not everyone who drinks when they feel lousy has substance use disorder, though self-medication can lead to significant issues. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on concerns about how the coronavirus pandemic and economic downturn are affecting people who have unhealthy relationships with alcohol.
Previous research shows conflicting information on drinking habits during economic downturns. Some people spend less on luxury items like alcohol, says Michael T. French, a behavioral health economist at the University of Miami.
People have less income. They're drinking less because they have less money.
Others binge drink more, especially after they've lost their jobs. In Pennsylvania, more than 1 million people have filed for unemployment. Further complicating the situation are government mandates of social distancing. French says this could affect people who otherwise wouldn't self-medicate with alcohol.
Isolation for more than a month or 2 months, that's going to be real difficult.
Pennsylvanians are buying up alcohol like it's toilet paper. On the first day of online sales for state-run liquor stores, the website crashed due to excessive traffic. And the Monday before physical locations closed, liquor stores saw record-breaking sales. Mark Fuller is the medical director of Allegheny Health Network's addiction medicine program.
So people were stocking up and looking ahead, and I think we're kind of worried about what this might mean.
As people begin to run out of alcohol, Fuller says he and his staff are bracing for a surge of patients needing immediate detoxification care. Jennifer Smith, secretary of the state's drug and alcohol programs, says she was expecting an increase of alcohol-related calls to her department's emergency services hotline, especially after liquor stores closed. This hasn't happened yet.
I think it could be they're more concerned about physical conditions that they're experiencing and kind of putting this issue on the back burner.
Pennsylvanians might have less bandwidth to address their alcohol use as the crisis created by COVID-19 is more immediate. Also, now that people are spending so much time by themselves, it's easier to hide problematic habits from friends and family. And there are still plenty of ways to get alcohol, even though brick-and-mortar liquor stores are closed. Allegheny Health Network's Mark Fuller says his medical system has seen a slight increase in patients seeking alcohol addiction treatment services, though often people don't realize they have a problem until they land unexpectedly in the hospital.
Like for a heart attack or for gallbladder surgery emergent or for a car wreck, when they're in the hospital and isolated from it, oftentimes, to their surprise and ours as well, go into alcohol withdrawal.
Alcohol withdrawal itself can be fatal as it causes multiple organ dysfunction, so people who are hospitalized with COVID-19 are more medically vulnerable if they also have untreated alcohol use disorder. Dave Lettrick is director of Bridge to the Mountains, a street outreach program based in Pittsburgh. Lettrick's clients don't have steady jobs, so accessing large quantities of cheap liquor to prevent withdrawal has become difficult now that stores' physical locations are closed.
I know people having seizures. I know of people who have been in compromised medical states that should have received medical attention that chose not to.
Some people, Lettrick says, have banded together in order to get enough alcohol to stave off withdrawal.
So then you end up with, you know, groups of 6 or 8 or 10 people all staying together in a house to share resources.
Which is a problem, says Lettrick, as it's important to keep people apart right now. The state closed liquor stores in an effort to increase social distancing, but this has brought some closer together, increasing their risk of coronavirus transmission. And some people are choosing that risk over almost certain alcohol withdrawal. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.